Episode 92, Climbing a Mountain with Faith.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy day,
radio.
Ladies. Guess what? Today is the most precious day that I personally celebrate, and it is Easter. It's the day of our Lord's resurrection. And I don't know where you are in your walk, where you are in your religious beliefs, your faith. But today, I want you to listen with an open mind. I'm not going to preach at you. I just want to warm your heart and spirit and know that wherever you are in your religious beliefs, this can apply to you, okay? And for those of my women out there who you are believers, praise the Lord. Guess what? Jesus is alive and he has risen. And today is a day of celebration. I pray that today you are wearing a smile on your face because that is what our faith is based on. Not only did Jesus Christ come to earth as a little baby, but he died on the cross for our sins. In 3 days, he rose again. That is a miracle. That is a blessing. That is what our faith is based on. It doesn't matter your denomination. It doesn't matter where you come from. You may believe in just a higher power, but know that the higher power is still faith. It's still believing in something that you can't see or touch. You can't necessarily hear directly, like you're hearing me right now, okay? You hear things subconsciously. You have things that are like, ooh, how did that get here? Faith. Climbing a mountain of faith. And today, I just really wanted to reach out to you and not only wish you a happy, blessed Easter, and I hope that this time you're not going to spend a lot of time with me because I want you spending it with your family. I want you spending it with the ones that you love the most. But if you are listening today actually on Easter, I want you to know that I am praying for you specifically. I'm praying for wherever you are, and maybe you're not wearing a smile on your face, but I want you to understand that climbing a mountain can happen so long as you have your faith. And that is one thing that I personally have based my life on. I have climbed many, many mountains, and there have been tons and tons of valleys. But the awesome thing is, when you climb a mountain with Jesus Christ, nothing is impossible. I want to give you a scripture here today, which, regardless again of your religious belief, it applies to you. Okay, listen to this. Be on guard. Stand true to what you believe. Be courageous. Be strong. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Wow. We got to be strong. We've got to be courageous. Remember, I spoke to you just a few days ago about being on the front lines, moms. We are on the front lines. We are raising the next generation. We are taking care of our partners, our husbands who are on the front lines, trying to care for you and your family. It's tough. Climbing that mountain every day is tough, but with faith, it makes it so much easier. Be on guard. Stand true to what you believe. What do you believe? You know, it's interesting because the media has kind of tapped into this week. And they're asking some questions. And one of those questions that was asked in the media was, who is God today? And I thought, whoa. And they had all different denominations on there and different people answered it differently. How do you answer that question? Who is God today? Well, those who believe know that God is the same yesterday as he is today, as he will be tomorrow. He is the Almighty. He created you specifically. He knows every hair or lack thereof on your head, grays and colored alike. How awesome is that? He knew you from the very, very beginning. And you are worthy of him. You know why? Because he died on the cross for you so you might not have to suffer. Now, some of you say, Christy Ann, some are suffering today around the world. And yes, they are. And I ask you to pray for those that are suffering, okay? Keep those people in your thoughts and your prayers, all right? It's so important to lift each other up. Sometimes we cannot be there physically or giving monetarily, but when we lift each other up in prayer, God listens. And he is protecting those who love him, who follow, who stand true to what they believe, who are courageous, who are strong. Be on guard. You know, who is God today? God is love. God is the ultimate giver of love and grace and mercy. He really is. And on this Easter, I truly celebrate that. I celebrate the love that not only that he showed me, but by him giving me that love, that grace, I am in turn then to give that to the ones I love, who he's gifted to me, my husband, my five beautiful children. Who has he gifted you with? Who are you called to love? Even in the hard times, climbing those mountains when you don't want to, and you have nothing to rest on but your faith. Who is God today? You know, one thing I learned and have learned over the years, but one thing is loving people where they're at. You know, I talk a lot about the comparison trap, and we get ourselves caught up in that. And we're like, oh, but I want to look like her only if I had the body like her. Oh, her hair's so pretty. Or, oh my gosh, her children are so well behaved. And if only I just wanted one child and I was never blessed with any. But maybe you have stepchildren. You see, we need to love people exactly where they're at with no expectations at all. But you see, we tend to set those expectations. We tend to set those expectations all based on society's opinion on what we're supposed to be doing, the influence that we have, the media influence, okay? Now we have the internet influence. We have YouTube. Where's your influence? Who is God today? How are you climbing your mountains? Are you climbing them with faith? Or are you climbing them with question marks? Yeah, those question marks may be a little easier to tap into the mountain, but it's the quickest way to fall into the valley. Climbing that mountain is so important. We need to inspire more to love. We need to inspire others to love more. You need to go out and be a love role model. Oh my gosh, yes, you. You can be a love role model. It's that important. Do you know why? Jesus Christ is your love role model. He is grace. He is mercy. He is love. Love people where they're at. Inspire more to love. Live by faith. Sometimes we just don't know where we're headed. That mountain, you look up it and you're like, holy Toledo. I don't think I'm ever going to get there. I'm never going to reach the top. And when you get in it and you're starting to climb up it and you get this little perch, you get this little ledge to stand on so you can rest and you can breathe. And you look up and you're like, gosh, I thought I was so much closer, but it looks even further away. But yet you slip and you fall a little bit and you have some bruises on you and you go, oh, why me? Somehow you gather the strength and you start climbing again and you come to another peak. This time it's a little bit bigger. You can actually sit down on it and you can rest for a moment and you look up and there's a little bit of a sparkle up there. The clouds are getting closer and you feel like, oh my gosh, I almost can touch the sky. I'm almost there. How will you continue to climb that mountain? Are you going to climb it with question marks or are you going to climb it based on faith, knowing that God will get you there? His timing, his rules. I know all those stipulations, but you see, that is what's awesome about faith. God always takes what we think we need or what we think we want, and he says, this is what you need, my child. You see, I am going to help you climb that mountain, but you have to believe. You have to have faith. You need to climb it with me by having faith. You need to let me be the footprints in the sand. And that's hard to do. Look back on it. It's Easter, right? Okay, so right now, if you're listening with your children, you may want to just have them walk away for a minute. I'll give you a moment. The reason being is we've got to talk about the Easter Bunny. And so I'm not sure where you all are in the Easter Bunny. But for us personally, that is something we've never celebrated. Meaning, we don't go and say, we don't go visit the Easter Bunny and all of that. That's just something us personally, we've never done. We have so many friends and family that do that. That's great. Whatever floats your boat, that's fine. But the reason why I didn't want your children in on this one is because you obviously know the Easter Bunny is real. You can fill in that blank part, right? Okay, the N-O-T. Okay, all right, we know this. Now, some of you say, well, what about Christmas and Santa Claus? Well, that's a little bit different because you had Kris Kringle who, I mean, Santa Claus, it actually is based on someone real, and he's human. For goodness sakes, when did you last have an Easter Bunny talk to you? Talk about climbing a mountain with faith. Okay? So think about that. All right? So, but those who do, okay, the kids, especially the ones, and I see their sparkle in their eyes when it's Easter Bunny time, right? And they go and they're like, yeah, this is what I want in my basket. Are you going to bring it to me? And they just have this what? This faith that it's going to happen. They just know it's going to. They believe. And it's that childlike belief that we as adults lose. And I want to say capture that today, this Easter. I want you to capture the Easter Bunny effect, the Easter Bunny faith that children have. I want you to have the childlike faith. I want you to believe like none other that something good is going to come for you where you are right now in your life. Because not only do I really, honestly, truly love and care about you from the bottom of my heart, but know that God loves you even more. Climbing a mountain with faith is the best thing you can do. And on a day like today, it's a reminder that God is real. God is here and he wants to be a part of your life, but sometimes we tend to shut him out. Sometimes we get too busy, we get wrapped up. And so today is a special day. And today I want you to renew and rediscover and rejuvenate your faith in climbing that mountaintop, reaching to where you want to go. I want you to think about the goals that you've been setting. What is your purpose in life? Where are you headed? What does God want you to be doing right now? 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, be on guard. Stand true to what you believe. Be courageous. Be strong. You see, Jesus Christ was strong for each of us. He was strong and loves us just the same. And remember that filter I talked about? That God sees us through the filter of Jesus Christ, and all he sees is perfection. If that doesn't give you goosebumps today, I don't know what will. But you are incredible. You were beautifully and wonderfully made. God said you are worthy, and I love you. Where is your faith? Do you carry the childlike faith? I really want to challenge you today with this kiss, with this happy Easter kiss. And that is, I want you to climb a mountain with the Easter Bunny faith that your children carry. I want you to believe like none other. And if you are stuck and you're going, Christiane, I have been stuck here. I don't know where I'm going. You need to believe even more. You need to know that you are being carried. Because I truly, truly believe that you were brought here today on purpose. You are spending time with the people on purpose. Nothing is just for happenstance. It just, life just doesn't happen. Yes, sometimes there are accidents because we as human beings have choices to be made. But life just doesn't happen on purpose. God is here today as he was yesterday, as he will be tomorrow. God is love. I encourage you to love people where they're at and go climb a mountain with your childlike faith. Make it an awesome day. I love you so very much. Happy Easter. Guess what? Jesus is alive. He is risen. And that is something to be praised. I love you. I'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.